Yerushalmi, Megillah, Daf Kof. Hey, we're starting from the mission on the bottom of Kof, hey, of Dalamid Beis. Hakol Kasher in the Kos of Megillah. Everybody is roi, qualified to read the Megillah. Kos mi Chereshot of the Katan. Except the Chereshot of the Katan. It means to be able to read the Megillah. Hakol is Asui Noshim, we can see in the Gemara. Sh'af Hein Ho Yubosu Neis. And therefore, they're also Mechuyev and Megillah, and therefore, they also are kosher to read the Megillah. And the, again, Machlokas, great Machlokas Rishonim, it's a Shas Machlokas, whether it's a, the Chiyav, are they allowed to be Yotzim men or not, Machlokas, the famous Machlokas Bahag and Shitas Tosfos, but the, for our purposes, everyone's kosher to read Megillah, of course, Mecher Shot V'Katan, except for Mecher Shot V'Katan, they are not able to be Yotze somebody else. Read the Machshav V'Katan, read the Seher V'Katan is able to do it, is Machshav Katan. That's for Ushagia Lechinoch. That's a Katan, that's a Gia Lechinoch. And the, we don't pass like of Yehuda, it says that a Katan himself cannot, is not able to do so. And the, is not the same Chiyuv as a person, and therefore he's not able to read, the Yotze the Megillah. But Machlokas Tanoim is Machlokas Tanoim in many areas as well. Particularly not just in this area, but in this is not just in this area, but in many areas. They argue, and here we have Allah. We don't pass like a Yehuda that a Katan himself is not able to be Yotze a Kriyas Megillah. See to continue the Mishnah. When is the man at the time a person is able to do Kriyas Megillah? Ain Karnas a Megillah. We can't read the Megillah. Lamalan, you can't do Mila. Tov, you can't do Tfila. By the Paraduma. Be able to be Tfila by Azov, that has to be Tome. Not by Paraduma, but by Azov, that the seventh day he has to be able to be Tovil, to be able to come at Tfil Yom, to be able to go ahead and do the process. To be able to Mitire him. Lamaz, you can't sprinkle from the Paraduma. And Shemeres Yoim, Keneged Yom Titpol, similar to Azov, observes a day, cannot go ahead, be tovah b'mikvah, ach neitzachama. So the night is aser. Neitzachama, when it's no longer a suffix laila, that's when a person is able to do all these things, because we need to do it b'yom, and all these things need to be done b'yom, and mekriyas megillah is b'yom, and therefore we have to wait till neitzachama, which is vaday, not a laila, not night. Everyone knows that it's night, it's the day, and that's when you're able to go ahead and do so. Until Neitzachama, that's what the Mishnah says. And the Mishnah continues. The Chulon and all these things that we said before about being able to be Dovid, the Halakha to do these things, Chachamim required. Chulon, Ozmi, Lama Shachar, it's Kasher. If you did Osa Shachar, it's Kasher. It's Kasher, Osa Shachar. You don't really need Nates. However, so Mafashim explained to me, Osa Shachar says, the Kabbalah, your mom, it's already day. But since not everyone is Bekiyim as to when it starts, therefore we wait till Neitzachama. So Be'ikar Adin, if he did it already in Amud HaShachar Yotze, because that's really considered the day already, it's considered the next day. However, because we're not Bekiyah and the Chachamim required to wait until Neitzachama. Mar continues. So we know what these things are. Chereshot V'Katan is someone, usually we mean a Cheresh, someone who can't speak, can't hear. And some say he can speak, but he can hear. And the question is, which one are we referring to in the Mishnah? The Gemara explains, Amar Masna, Rav Yossi, this is a Shita Rav Yossi, who says, a person cannot, able to hear Kriyashma, he can't hear himself say Kriyashma. The Mishnah says in Brachas, that a Cheresh apostle, Karishma v'lohishmi ozno, you can't listen to it, you're not Yotze to Rav Yossi. So the same thing by Megillah, since a Cheresh cannot hear the reading is Megillah, his own reading of the Megillah. May the Kondra of Yossi, it would be you're not Yotze. But a Kondra of Yudu says Shema does where you can. You don't have to listen to it. You're not Mechuyev to listen to it, to hear it. So if you've got Megillah also, Rav Yudu would hold that you'd be able to go ahead and be Yotze, not like the Shita of the Mishnah. And would be the, says again, the Kabbalah explains as Machloikas. If a button argued by Kriyashma, if Yotze Sovi, you need Kriyashma, Chiyishma. And Acham say you don't need that. And we pass can hear that therefore you would be able to be Yotze, except the Mishnah says a Chereshot V'Katan is not Yotze. So connected the Mishnah would not fit into the Halacha of a Mishnah. So we see, according to the statement that we're saying, Rav Yossi, not only by Kriyashma, by everything, the same Halacha applies. You have to be able to listen to it. You have to be able to hear it. I'm Rav Yosef, you know, so we may not. We don't know the Bible thing of Rabbanel. We still use the Machlokes of Yehuda, but our Chomim, which is Rav Yehuda. And Rav Yosef, what was the original Machlokes? We thought to say someone who cannot hear his own Kriya, B'Shema, that's not the Shema, they say Shema, said the word Shema. Shema means you have to hear. If you can't hear it, that's absurd. Everything, but Shema, all other mitzvahs itself, we assume, Yosef would say you don't have to hear it. It's not absurd. But Moshe says, no, but wouldn't, you're not mechuyif to do it. So therefore, it's only din in Kriya Shema, not din anything else. Mame Masrav Master, what a master said, Rav Yosef. David says, Rav Yosef, the Amra, he Shema, Kama, Shema, Kol Shema. No, Shema is a prototype, is an example of all the other mitzvahs. But all, not only Shema, but it says Shema, you have to hear it, but all mitzvahs that require speaking, like Megillah, you have to be able to hear it, otherwise you're going to be puzzled. So it's not limited to Shema, rather Shema is the prototype to all other cases. The same halacha applies. You have to be able to hear it, and including our Mishnah, our halacha of Megillah Esther, if your cheresh is puzzled, because if he can't hear it, then he's not able to read. He's not yotze his reading. Zakta Gemara, where's the basis of Yosef Shita? Matzavay, whatever it is, you get it from that supply to everything, all mitzvahs, Shema, I can say the pasuk, but literally say everything else. Zakta Gemara, so Torah says, you should be able to listen to your mitzvahs. Hazanto, Shema, Shema, Snakam, Asher, Pika, your ear has to hear what your mouth says. He dashes not that pasuk, Bavli speaks, or dashes this pasuk, and says that it applies to all cases, that you have to be able to hear. Here, this occurs is the source of this halakha as well in our Mishnah. So Yazin is a kaira mitzvos, you have to be able to hear it. So the Gemara, according to Ramnathan, look at that, your cherish is no good. The only one is in a machlok, we have machlokes here. There's no halakha like a psul cherish, of a cherish being pasul. The ashkar is lashon nimasnisan. It's taught in the Mishnah in a lashon of a deaf person. But that's the lashon that we use in the Mishnah. Now, what does it mean? That the Mishnah says cherish doesn't mean lav davka. They only use such a lashon because that's normally we find a lashon cherish together with shota b'katan. It means a cherish, but not davka cherish. Anything, well, anybody who able to read it would be the same category. It's not that it's not read a cherish davka. He argues with Rav Masna. He says we're not talking about it. The lashon uses a lashon. Whenever the Torah uses cherish shota b'katan, so we use the lashon as well. But the ikar did that a cherish should be kasher to do it. It's not included in this thing. That's the way they learn. So you have machlokes of Chizdin Rav Masna, whether we'd be able to go ahead and include this as well in the Mishnah, whether a person who's deaf would be able to be yotze, to be able to become bekav. So the halakha comes that excludes it and says cherish be'etzim would be able to be kosher, and just they'll use the lashon cherish, but not really what we're referring to in our Mishnah. So we have machlokes now of Chizdin Rav Masna, pshat in the Mishnah, whether cherish itself means a cherish is included in the isser of Kriyas Megillah or not. Zak to Gemara, our Yosi, Stabber Yod Rav Yosef Trumos, Charet or Chizda would agree, the Gabi Mishnah Mesechus Trumos, the Rav Yosi, that the Fatshit Rav Yosi. Mishnah Trumos says a person who speaks but cannot hear Cheresh is not able to go ahead and make the bracha on Truma. Can't do it. The Chayr of Yosef agrees. That's Pshadna Yosef Bashmita. The Shema and Trumus is the same halakha. So the Chayr would agree that the case over there, you can't say Cheresh is Mut Kasher. Clearly, Rav Yosef's Shita, the Mishnah says that all mitzvahs are Cheresh, that's to speak, is no good. It applies to everything. Shema is the example for all mitzvahs of the Torah. And the case over there, in the Mishnah, by Trumos, that same way Cheresh would be there. But according to Rav Yosef and Achami, it makes sense there'd be no Shema. But Rav Chizda would not fit into the halakha of the Mishnah. So the Gemara, I was going to the Mishnah, because Rav Yosef. Now the Mishnah says that's a Shita Rav Yosef. That's Rav Yosef in the Mishnah. So the Gemara, I'm going to ask Rav Chizda, Rav Yosef. We have to say the Mishnah is speaking of the Tafka Kon Rav Yosef. When it says, the Mishnah says, the original list of five people that did not separate Truma, didn't include the one cherish that wasn't included in them. So the question, if a cherish is us, like Rav Yosef, why was the cherish included in the case of the Mishnah? It should be included in the cases of the ones that can't do it. So the chayra, it can't be Rav Yosef. Everyone would agree that you can't do it. So the chayra, who was the Mishnah like? So the Gemara says, no raya. If the Mishnah remained true, the Truma said, because the Truma is not a Truma, that's the case over there that includes in the cases where Truma is not considered Truma. Tanakh Mishnah tells you about five other people that would not be considered good. Litamunimah doesn't include the cherish amongst them. Sofak, Mema de Rav Yosef, will come out eventually, there'll be Shita Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef not like a Yehuda, but a Shita Rav Yosef said that cherish would be included in that Iser, that he's not included in the counting of the five people that would be considered puzzle, that would not be able to be, because he can't hear himself say the words, and it would be no good. So the Chayra, would be included. Again, Dafka's Mishnah, according to Rabbi Yossi, L'chaira, not like Rabbi Yehuda, would not fit into that Mishnah. After come at the end, you have to say, L'chaira, it's not a Raya. Rabbi Yonah, the son of Rabun, L'chaira, says it's not really a Raya from there. But I really could tell you that L'maisa, you have to eventually say it's Rabbi Yossi in the case of L'chaira, the Shita of Yossi, but you can't have to bring a Raya that's not like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda could agree there as well. Maybe by Truma, L'chaira and Chanami, he says L'chaira shouldn't be done. So therefore, it could be that it's according to both, not Dafka according to Rabbi Yossi, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. So like the Mishnah of Yehuda Bakr B'Katan, Katan, he says, is mutter to read the Megillah. What's the basis of Yehuda Shita? Yehuda, good, now you see, good, now Rabbi Yotafen. I was a Katan, and I read the Megillah from Rabbi Yotafen, Belut, and he allowed me to do it. You see, Katan is mutter. What's Amalei being a Raya? I don't know what Yehuda is going to be right from there. Katan, are you saying of this? A Katan. You were a Katan, and there was no Raya that the, there's no Raya that a cut, and it is a cut. You can't bring a Raya, the cutten. You can't bring a Raya now because you were cutten to say that you were, that if cutten is mutter. You bring a Raya now that you're a cutten, that a cutten is not a gadatus. You can't bring a Raya that you're, it's not a, you can't bring made that when you were cutten on a Maisa that the Paskin that he allowed you to do it. So therefore, you witnessed the mice when you were a cutten, and therefore cutten's Adus is puzzle. So you can't go ahead and bring a Raya from there. So the Gemara says, Amalei. So my Rebbe said, Ma'isa Grisa, when I read the Usa, it happened I read there when I was Megill, when I was Usa, when I was a Katan, and over there a cat. So the Ma'isa says, Zachari, you see, you can't accept it, his Adis of a Katan that he read the Megillah, and he's a Katan. So the Gemara says, you can't make a Raya from that either. The same thing, it's a Raya, you can't make a Raya, that a look is a look, you know, Shayna Matir. Yudim is the one who says a Katan is Mutter to read. So you bring a Raya, maybe he owes this Mutter, but owes all this us, you can't make a Raya that it would be, that they allowed a cutter to read. Maybe an economy, a cutter is also to read. Contrary to she does so, you could say he allowed it. But he's matter it. Who matter says the common aider. You just say, Chris, I don't know who matter the cutter. He's one who's matter a cutter. But don't make a riot. Other people agree that a cutter could do maybe an economy. Other people would say a cutter is not good. It can't be cut. He would say a god. Don't make a riot to be matter it. No, the Brisa concludes. We see from there, Rebbe came a minhag to allow Megillah to be read in the basic Knesset, and Mela, once they allowed it, even at that to read it, then a cotton can read because that would be not the Tzoritz heap. In other words, if it would read the Bichidus, it'd be one thing. But since the minhag became Hail Nagu, there were no to read the Megillah in the basic Knesset, Barabim, the Bavadai has to be a Gadol, because Kavodat Tzibur would not be correct. But maybe if it would read the Bichidus, you could say you can have a discussion whether a cotton can read the Biyotze, or whether we agree a cotton can be Yotze with Kriyas Megillah now. That's one Shiloh. But since we are knowing that we made a decree that we read Megillah's, the minhag is to read Barabim, we read Kriyas Megillah Barabim in Shul each and every year, then it would not be befitting for a katan to be able to read to read that because it's not covered at Seber. And it would not be able to do that. And therefore, we only let a gadol do. It would not. So, we don't allow a katan to barabim to do that. So, to Gemara, what about katanim, nashim katanim? So they go from there. You have to read Megillah in front of women and women of mechuyim. Katanim also have to hear it. They were also in the side. They were also the ability. They were going to be killed. They were also besafeg that they were going to be killed. That there was part of the gezeira. Suffolk gezeira, and I have Yeshua ben Levi know this again. It was said that Suffolk gezeira. He wants to include them. Hashbin Larag Narad Zokin, include everybody. Tafin Noshim. So you see, therefore, they were also included. They were also included. So Mimela, they should be included as well. Normally, women are not included in the mitzvah says Hes Mat Grama, but because they were involved in this nays, it's a halakha accepted that they should also. They also mechuyev to read the Megillah. We gather his white children and his household, his wife. Kali come and he would read in front of them, Megillah in front of them. He was no ektaka like this. You have to read. They read it in shul, but they read it dafki. He read it for them. He read it for his household. That the woman wouldn't read it, but for them to read it to them in his own household, he made sure that they read it, that they mechuyev to read it. In other words, that the not stam chinuch that you makanek children, but even more make your adin. There's a special key on them to do it because they're included in the nes and ace. So that applies to Afka for women. The shaz whether it applies to katanim also included al specific whether they're os and ace or not. The lashon bavli is lashon os and ace. Here is lashon os specific, the suffix of being destroyed. It's really the same idea. that's a different lashon, that they were in the nes of being saved, and once they're suffered, they're going to be destroyed. Therefore, it applies to them as well. So, Mael again, Yishuv says that if they allow them to do that, he would gather together his family to do that, that to make a din, that that was the minute that they were required to hear the Mekriyas Megillah. So, after Gemara, we have a look about Mekriyas Megillah, the Pesukim that we say they're allowed to do it. Gemara says, come, you can't read before Netzachama. It's the day that they caught them. So it's the day, it has to be in the day. The miracle happened in the day. If the miracle happened in the day, you have to read it during the day. It creates Megillah, has to be beyond. Therefore, it has to be Yilam. And it's Netzachama, it's the beginning of the day. That's why it has to be Dafka read. That's why if you read it before that, you're not Yotze. That's where it comes from. Sakta Gemara, you can't do Mila. Also, has to be on the day. Except Yom Hashmini. It says Yom Hashmini, the 8th day. Yitron B'Sal also has to be in the 8th day. You should be able to be Zog. Well, look, you can't be Tovil. Same thing for Tefillah, for Hazav. Has to be told in the day. Same Pesukim. He's of a Tovil. Maziah Yom, just like a Ziyah, has to be done. The sprinkles only in the day. Tefillah is also the day. But I don't know how to talk about Maziah. Maybe I didn't know sprinkles in the day. Except Ezah Tor, Tomei B'Yom Hashishi. It should be sprinkling the Tor on the Tomei on the 3rd day. On the 7th day, so you see that has to be done dafka biyom, but yom hashlishi, so therefore this tefillah also has to be done biyom hashlishi. The same thing applies. So the Gemara now, the Gemara is called movie tefillos. All those that require tefillos, told Magdak Miyam, has to be tefillah to anything that requires a tefillah for an avoda, has to be done in the day. A tefillah in the day of Yom Kippur, you also do that, even if you don't wash in Yom Kippur, you still have to be done tefillah biyom. Only is tovel at night. They're not only the day is completed. They're not tovel during the day. They only can be tovel at night. Even if it comes out that the leil tefillah is Yom Kippur, they're not tovel the day, only tovel at night. So that's the halacha of dafka belayla. Nidah is dafka shivas yomim. Has to be 7 complete days. Same thing with a yoledes. Therefore, we wait the period of time, the full period of time, for them to be able to be tovel. So the Gemara says, from the Braisa, the Gemara was Tomei, has to wait the day except for Nida. So the Gemara, what about Nida? Shabbi is Mana. Nida was finished for 7 days. The Gemara, what if she finished for 7 days? It's not so usually do. It's be said at the night of the end of the 7. What if she didn't do it that night? Then she'd be told anytime, day or night. She doesn't have to be told to do it at night. She could be told in the day also. After she missed that first night, she could be told in the day. Where do you see it from? Neither she be zmana, tovel be yomelani, paskin is halacha, maybe yomelani she can be tovel. Tamu learned in the mission above, afilu be zmana, even if you have a zman, the chamos make a loss, because a mother-in-law and a good daughter-in-law, if we said she's doing a day, so maybe Allah has to think it's mutter, therefore we don't allow her to do that. What do we do? Because a Babylonian, they used to say that even if a woman passed her 7 days, she's now past the zman, she still can't be tovel in the day, not because tefillah but the yom is zaser, but because we're afraid that people are going to see her mother-in-law, daughter-in-law, others would see her being tovel. Only these two, because these are people that are close to her. They think that tefillah is mutter biyom. They won't know. Therefore, we don't let you do the day. We have to wait until the thing you can be told even on the 7th day before the night. So therefore, we don't let only do it at night. Gemara says, a ma'isa taka isha achas misha asenu. It was a ma'isa woman from the house of her teachers, or she saw a woman being tovel, darko, yom in a day. No, embarrassment was not. She must be pregnant. The time passed. Embarrassment was not obvious. So that's the time already passed. And she would not burst in a day. So we see that days are over, even mutter biyom. So we see that in the halacha, there are a lot of women to do it. Even though the Babylonians said it's usher because of naive, they may think that it's wrong, but we see over here that they allowed them to do. The woman said, oh, it must have been, she saw it. She didn't, when she saw it in a day, she didn't say, oh, it must be, it's the 7th day. It must be, it's already passed. She missed the 7th day. It's already afterwards. We know that because she knew that Tila B'Yom was mother. So you see, they were not concerned for this concern that someone may make a mistake and be tovel on the 7th day, but even on the 7th, they assume that it would be done afterwards, it would be considered as well. They're allowed to be tovel. So after Gemara, another halakha. Halakha, and that's been halakha. Nida, that was immersed Nensa. Gemara says that she had Nensa v'tavla. Nida was, she went in unintentionally, Nensa, which means that the case we're talking about, she didn't mean to go into the water, but she fell. Let's say she fell into the water. She was walking over the bridge and she fell. Or the other case where she ended up going in to cool off, where she went for swimming and she didn't have in mind the Gabi Tefillah, but she went into it. The Kabbalah said nothing, but I guess she fell from a bridge. Other give different things that she just happened that she went in. The that she went in without a kavana pitfila. So what's the halacha? Gemara says, but you have to tell her beso to be la. She's tor, even though once she went in, she's nida, she's mutter the beso la tayros the nose, and she's tamei la tayros, but she's tamei the gabi tayros. That we can't do. The gabi husband a beisa, she's allowed to have her because she's not. She went to the mikvah, she went to memsa, and she's mutter. She's mutter. She's tumas needed. That's all she needed. But the gabi the din of tayros eating the tumas tayros that we don't allow to do that without kavana. No, but she's tamei. Even the gabi nida, we don't allow her. It's also usher without kavana. Without kavana, bitovel. Even that you can't do. You have to have kavana. Even for tefillah, the gabi nida, you have to also all tefillah benida, all tefillahs be mikvah for any purposes requires a kavana. Without that, it's not going to be good. It's not going to be good. So the machlokes is again. So everyone agrees by eating tumor and things like that. It has to be but kavana. It can't be nensa. But for nida, that's the shaila whether it could be mutter or not. So at the Gemara Masa Brisa, Mata, what's the reason why machlokes? You have to have the kavana. Where's the basis for it? Who was shenis for Torah? Shenis the body to wash. Second time becomes Torah. What does it mean? Wash the second time become Mashon Adas. First washing was betaira with kavana. Hashem Adas same thing also has to be with kavana. And I'm really talking about the first one even has to be with kavana. Siva Kohen whispered to her, said, go ahead and wash. Adas to tell you that go and wash. But kavana, the tzivi of the Kohen was to go and to wash. It means we have to do with kavana. That you have to do with kavana. Anyone says, you shouldn't have Adas, mitzvah kipsu. So the second one also, it can't be you fell into water, has to be with kavana. So the first one's with kavana, so the second one has to be with kavana as well. So you see, therefore, the halacha is the shita of Kananya, of Kanina, that enough kanami is not enough for not just for eating trumas for tyros. You need to have the kavana, but even trumas nido, you also have to have kavana, and if not, that it's not going to be good. That's the shita of Kanina, would be the halacha of Uriah to Paschal and Grip Kanina. Mara goes back to the original discussion. What about, we said before, going to nido after 7 days of fish, you're allowed to go during the day. We see the Rachamim had their wives after 7 days, allowed them to go even during the day. Why? So she could go ahead and get and be able to get pregnant earlier. And they were afraid that she goes to night them, she'll miss her man. Libura says what's the concern? Says that we allowed them to go in because we're concerned that maybe, says the Tanei Moshe, they're going to wait till the night, maybe they'll miss the time that she'll be able to become pregnant. So therefore, they allowed them, they something would happen. So therefore, they allowed them even at Tefillah B'Yom so that they should be able to, easier for them to get pregnant. What does that mean? What does it mean to hasten the makdim of the libura? It's earlier better that she goes to the mikvah is better in order to be able to show his reasons the mitzvah, the reasons mitzvah of tashmit, going to a mitzvah, having puravu, the earliest that she would go. Is it shows Jesus la mitzvah, and therefore she would go for that purpose. Says the Kabbalah Eda, Mikama Kamenosim Dova Ach Netzachama. Even there, you can't do it before Netzachama. That's what you can't do. But La Maisa, Tinu V'Yen Tom, that you can't do it beyond. But if it's beyond, we allow them to go in the Yom after the 7th day. After they completed the 7 days, they're allowed to go. They don't have to wait till at night because it's Mahaktim. Whatever she could do to Mizari's the mitzvah is what we suggest that she does because of the fact that that to be able to mizaris for the mitzvah to do it quicker, and that's something that we would prefer. And so we allow the Chum allowed them to do it even for even to go beyond.